This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Atlanta! What's going on? Tied up and coming back to the crib. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! Last night, Mike, it was tough at times to watch because we got behind the eight ball. It was literally death by a thousand cuts last night. Everything that seemingly could go wrong pretty much did early on. But Max Fried settled down, gave us 5 innings, which is more than I thought he would, Mike, and you know, we found a way to not really impede the bullpen, but I got to tell you, bro, he's got to be better. I don't know if he gets another start. I hope he does, you know, when we talk about winning this series and now with no Charlie Morton. But Fried last night, unlike Charlie Morton the night before, really didn't give us a chance to get going.
Yeah, that fourth inning was really a debacle. I said the same thing on Twitter, man, like death by a thousand cuts, errors in the field, or just mental mistakes, if not officially scored an error. Losing our poise, you know, a little bit. And it's funny because last night, just to take you behind the Dukes and Bell curtain, we were literally debating, you, me, Chris, our engineer producer, and Squidbilly, our producer, about like, what the hell is up with Max Fried? And Chris put it out there, you think he's got a dead arm? You know, he did throw the same amount of innings he threw 2 years ago, and I would imagine that you know, the pitching coach and the staff would notice if something like that was developing. But it just seemed like, are they not aware or in tune, Carl, with his release point? Because John Smoltz was saying, like, here's where he's got to throw it, and he didn't throw it there, and they were teeing off a good hitting team which has a good scouting system. They know what to do, and they did it. They got all over him.
Yeah, 4 runs second inning, 5 singles in an era. Basically.
But then he's able, and then he's able to shut it down and dial it back in, which made us all scratch our heads, right?
Correct, because at the time during that 4-run second inning, you know, where Tucker and Gurriel and Siri all are getting singles, and you're going, okay, this is not going to be good. You're right. He came back off of that and was able to settle down. That's what I was kind of surprised. So I don't know. I thought Chris was right on when he talked about a dead arm. It has nothing to do with velocity. It has more to do with placement. But then he came back and was putting it where Smoltz was talking about. So here's the thing, guys. We've won 10 of our past 11 home games. We're 5-0 in the postseason at home. We're coming home tomorrow, games 3, 4, and 5. I love our chances. We got the split. I like what we were able to do. But last night was one of those games we said, starting pitching, you know, you got to get a good start. And we just didn't. By the time he settled down, it was almost too late. And then the errors, Mike. I mean, what's going on with the mistakes in the field?
Yeah, I know the play of the outfield. And we were debating, is, you know, is Dansby supposed to be looking for that throw from Rosario? Is, you know, should, I honestly didn't know what Austin Riley and where he was. He was kind of in no man's land as far as, was he a cutoff man? What was he doing? And it just, the whole thing just turned into a big inning in the second. And then, as we said, you know, the bullpen couldn't really do anything. But it doesn't matter when we're not hitting, you know. I mean, we just, and unfortunately, just as Altuve stirs the drink, and he did for the Astros, Eddie Rosario stirs the drink and, you know, struck out once, was 0-for-4. So we just couldn't get our guy who's been our spark plug on. We did strike out the team that strikes out the least of majors 11 times last night. So it was a very strange game to have the final score 7-2.
It's a great point. It really was strange. Here's the thing about Max Fried. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to talk plenty about our Braves today. A couple of guests are going to stop by. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to our man, Ross Tucker, about what's going on in the NFL. But the last two starts, and this is where you kind of scratch your head and go, okay, is something going on? Fried, in the last two starts, has set 2 new career highs for runs allowed in the postseason. He gave up 5 runs to the Dodgers in 4 2/3 innings, right? We won that series. That was the NLCS. Then you turn right back around, and he gives up a 6th spot yesterday. So you look at that and you go, all right, his two last starts in the postseason have not necessarily been good. And then, Mike, here's the other thing. And this is why, you know, I'm not going to kill Max today. I know he was disappointed with his performance. We got the split. We have an opportunity to achieve everything we want to achieve in front of us. But this is where aces step up. And for Max, he's not a rookie anymore. This is not a guy who's been in the league 1 or 2 years. He's got 8 postseason starts. So when you start talking about the history of the Atlanta Braves and you go, well, you know, Smoltz and Glavine and Maddox, Steve Avery had 12. This guy's now got 8. And he's probably going to get another one before this World Series is over. He's got postseason experience. It's just not showing through. And so the last two starts are my concern, and I hope it's not the norm. I hope it's an aberration where you go, hey, he just wasn't good those two nights. He'll be better.
Now, on the positive side, guys, and this is something, as you saw, we just couldn't get any traction about the seventh inning. I'm like, okay, well, we got a split in Houston. And it just wasn't our night. But as we said, we're not a team that does this. I mean, I don't think this is going to be contagious as if somehow we're going to be popping this all over the outfield and making bad plays in the infield. It's just we made two big errors. I can think of 4 major mistakes mentally. But the good news, we get the split, Carlos, which all you're trying to do in a World Series, and now we come back to Atlanta. Question now is going to be the weather, and will the weather help us, because maybe it gets Fried another start, yeah, and he'll be better at home if we get, heaven forbid, a rain out. But we do get Ian Anderson, and then we'll have to worry about the bullpen as well.
He retired 10 consecutive Astros after that second inning,
right,
which gives you hope that he figured it out. Like, okay, I didn't do well those first couple innings, but I got myself going. I know what I needed to correct, and I did it. That is the positive, and you're right. Kyle Wright comes in, Mike, last night, strikes out the side in the eighth inning, and I'm like, there's your game 4 or 5 starter.
Thought the same thing.
He's got the stuff. We've said this all along about Kyle Wright, and this is what's crazy about all these young pitchers, guys, over the last few years when we had the best farm system in the majors, and we kept saying, we're going to be good, we're going to be good. We're here, and a lot of these guys are contributing. Guys like Fried, and you know, we've watched Acuna and Albies, all these guys that were in our system. Kyle Wright's been one of those guys too, Mike, where we've been saying he's got great stuff. That inning last night, I think it was an audition for whether or not Hal Schnitt may use him moving forward.
Right. I think, you know, you and I have said the same thing about him. And again, I'm not trying to lump him in with Fulton Avich, but I just think with Kyle Wright, I don't know if it's a confidence thing, but I just think it's between the ears with him. Because, you know, we've talked with Tom Glavine, we've had Smoltz on about him, and said everybody, like Ian Anderson, he's got just as good stuff.
Yeah.
He's just got to make better decisions out there and obviously keep his head together. So, Smiley, we said that maybe we'd see Smiley in an extended outing. And, of course, if you didn't see it, first pitch, Altuve just grooves it. So that was like, oh boy, last thing you needed to see. But as we said, that game was out of reach, and that was just kind of icing on top of the sundae for the Astros.
Yeah, Altuve, here's the thing. Charlie
but
Morton,
we gave him hittable pitches too. He had right in his hot zone.
Sure, but Altuve struck out twice looking against Charlie Morton. Morton owned him, and he didn't get going. Guess what? The Astros didn't get going. Altuve hits a first pitch home run. Mm. That's his fourth postseason first pitch home run, and they get going. He is the guy that stirs the drink. And if you can limit him, you know, you really slow down that Astros offense. It's Dukes and Bell. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down, guys. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. Let's hear from Schnitt, because he's right. Ugly, didn't like the way things turned out, but we're coming home with a chance to do what we want to do.
No, good. You know, when we came in, you want to split. I think that's... You know, obviously you want to win too, but if you get out of here with a split, then that's a good thing going home.
Now we know it's going to be electric, right? I mean, we know it's sold out. We know the tickets are hard to come by and all that. Standing room only. We know it's going to be electric in the Battery, and rightfully so. Mike's right, though. The weather may play a role, specifically tomorrow. I don't know about, you know, Sunday, but maybe tomorrow, Mike, and looking at the forecast, and we're not weather guys. We just play them on the radio, but I'm with you on this. I don't know how that affects this game.
Maybe we'll get Jim Cantore on the horn. Thunder snow! Give us some insight. Yeah, and, you know, the other thing was last night, I don't know about you, but as I kind of felt and got the feeling, not to be Debbie Downer, that it just wasn't going to be our night, I'm watching a little more of the Hawks, and I'm flipping over anytime it was between innings. I think it was about a 3-minute commercial break on Fox. So I watched a little bit of United, and you and I were comparing notes on both the Hawks and United. Every time I watched United, Barco got mugged. Every time I watched the Hawks, Trey would not get a call. You know?
It's now, true.
We did go to the line a lot more than the Pelicans, and this was a grinder of a game without Zion, and the refs just didn't give Trey any love. But some of the rest of the Hawks got to the stripe, but we find a way to get the win on the road, which is great.
In the first game of the season, I'm sitting, you know, not necessarily courtside, but close enough to see and hear Trey talk to the officials. And I'm going back to Dallas last week, right, when they opened up it on Thursday.
So that's
night.
Why you weren't in the suite with us, you sneaky bastard.
What are you talking about? Good seats.
You bogarted great seats. Thanks for thinking of the team, man.
Yeah. So Trey, the entire night, is complaining. And his complaints are valid. His complaints, though, Mike, are based on what he used to get called, right, not what they're calling now. And I said, I literally turned to Michelle, I said, he's going to be talking to this ref all night because the official was like, trying to explain, Trey, I can't call that. Last night, our guy goes in line one time before the end of the game where he finishes the game with a couple of free throws once, and he scored 30. That, Mike, he was scoring 9 right. to 11 to 12 points easily from the line last year. So is it a concern? Yeah, it is, but it just tells you how good he is. Even though he didn't go to the line last night, he still gave you 30. Right. But he's not getting those calls, Mike. He's just not.
So we'll get into all that stuff. And, again, also we'll talk with Brooks Lennon about 2:40. We got our weekly visit with Ross Tucker coming up next, talk some NFL. But, yeah, we'll ask Brooks Lennon because there is a rule, and I know it's a weird name, but it's called persistent infringement. And basically they came up with this to say if you're going to take out a guy who is speedy and talented and you can't match him, so your only way to do it is to basically go Pistons in the 80s, right, and just start mugging him. Yeah. And that's what they kept doing to Barco. And it just gets so frustrating. Luckily, eventually we did get a foul. They were able to convert that into a goal. But it was a great cover-behind win for the five-star.
Hawks win, five stripes win. As a matter of fact, 2:40 today, we're going to talk to our man Brooks Lennon. Lots of conversation about our Braves, guys. They're coming home. They're back home. And we got to pump these guys up and get this done. All right, coming back, Ross Tucker. We'll talk NFL. Great Thursday night game tonight. What's going to happen with Aaron and company? We'll talk about it coming up on Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell, Braves, Astros tied at 1 apiece, game 3 tomorrow. And we are live at Twin Peaks Buckhead tomorrow. Make sure you come out. We'll be on right after Andy and Randy. I think they're out there as well tomorrow. So love to see you guys come on out and hang out with us. Ross Tucker is here with us, and he joins the show, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to the data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Be smarter and bet the books. Download the app today. It's BetQL or visit BetQL.com. Ross, I was just talking with Mike, our engineer. His name's Chris. We call him Turtle because he looks like Turtle from Entourage. He says, I don't know if this is going to be a good game tonight. Aaron Rodgers is missing all three of his starting receivers. And I'm thinking to myself, this is when Aaron Rodgers plays his best, isn't it?
Well, I certainly still think it'll be a good game. I guess I'll put it that way. I talked about it this week. On the Even Money podcast, the betting one, he's 6-0 all time without Devontae Adams. Not all time, the last 2 years under LaFleur, he's 6-0 when Devontae Adams doesn't play.
Wow!
And I know Lazard's another guy and Valdez Scantling, but I thought it was interesting. Greg Cosell, the NFL films guru, said today on the Ross Tucker podcast he can see Aaron Jones playing a lot of receiver tonight because he can do it because he's good at it. And them putting A.J. Dillon more in the backfield and Kylan Hill as the running back with Aaron Jones essentially playing receiver tonight. So I'm fascinated. Every once in a while, when something like this happens and you have cluster injuries,
right,
the team will do something really unique, really different, and it kind of catches the other team off guard, right? Like maybe they have three running backs in the game at a time. Maybe they go heavy on tight ends. They're obviously going to have to play it differently than they normally do.
Great news. Thank you, Ross Tucker. I have a Mr. Jones on my fantasy team. Carl, got to get those points per reception. Hey, man, are you buying the Cardinals? And how much of a sort of a litmus test is this for the Cardinals, who, you know, they started hot before, but are you buying these guys to be a real NFC championship game contender?
Well, so first, Mike, I got a question for you. Are those beers in your Twitter bio with the Hey Man, are they real?
Yes, that's our beer, man. We can ship you up some.
Yes, it's real.
Heck yeah, I want some. Is that the same beer that Carl's on the
it is.
Face on?
Yeah, that's us. That's our brew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've seen Carl, I love your Twitter bio where you say you're the only black man with his face on the beer can.
Yes, sir.
And then Mike, you always say, hey, man. So I looked at your Twitter bio. I'm like, Is that the same beer? It's like the Hangman beer. You guys each have your own beer.
Ross, it's the beer America needs right now. A black man and white man standing shoulder to shoulder.
Yes, it's ours.
I love it.
That's ours.
Is that the pitch? Is that the tagline? Not the beer you want, the beer America needs.
Well, first off, we have two great tastes. We have an original blonde ale. Then we have the watermelon lime. We will send you actually, Squidbilly, our producer, will UPS you some six packs so you can taste it.
I would love it. Well, you guys know, if you ever check out my social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, I'm a huge beer guy. I do show me your beer and show me your fridge.
Right.
I love beer fridges. I love seeing beer fridges. So
well, you love mine
love
then.
Because some of those beers.
Yeah, this is year three of the beer, Carl, right?
The cool thing about my beer fridge, and we're completely off the NFL, but we'll get back to it. Who cares? Listen, the cool thing is, Ross, you open up the beer fridge, and I drink other beers, obviously. There are other beers that I like, but there's something cool about opening it up and realizing half the fridge is your beer.
Right.
And so,
you know what's so funny? One of my buddies around here is like a brewer, and I said to him, why don't we do a beer with me? And like, that's what I can promote on my podcast and stuff. And in terms of like, I don't know what the rules are in Pennsylvania, but like being able to ship it to other states and stuff, he's like, yeah, that might be tough. So maybe he's just too much of a rule follower. Maybe I need to be a rebel.
That's right. We are rebels.
Hey, that's our credo. Always easier, brother, to ask for forgiveness. But anyway, we will ship you some.
I got one more question. Beer related. This is sports. I'm bringing it back. Bringing back sports. Are people more excited right now? If I asked 100 people in the street, more excited about the Braves or Georgia football?
Ooh, push, because most of that fan base is the same.
I would tell you Braves.
Or is it like the city is Atlanta, the Braves, and if I went to the Burbs, it'd be more Georgia football?
No, I would tell you Braves simply because we're in the moment. This is the World Series. If you asked me that question in December, I would tell you Dogs because they're going to be on the
Like SEC championship,
correct.
And college football playoff.
And that's not a slight. I agree with Mike. I think it's 1 and 1A, but if you were going to ask, I think because we're in the moment and it's been 22 years since we've been here, I would tell you Braves right now and then Dogs. 2 months from now, it'll be Dogs.
One more.
Or a month from now.
What's the deal with the Georgia quarterback situation?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, it's like this. You got one guy who is the former number one pocket passer coming out of Southern California, former USC guy.
Yeah, I know JT Daniels.
He can't stay healthy.
I called this game in the Army Bowl.
Yeah, can't stay healthy. And the other guy is literally like the plucky overachiever who's been around forever and is actually better than he was last year and making all the right decisions. He's got more yards per pass than anybody else in the SEC. So it's really hard. One guy stylistically is better, but one guy's getting the results. So how do you switch out of the guy who's getting it done?
Hard to switch out. I just didn't know Daniels is healthy now.
Well, allegedly.
Kirby's keeping that one close to the vest, but yeah, it's a great debate.
Got it. Well, because I keep reading every week, JT Daniels getting closer. They don't know who the quarterback's going to be, and I figured that they were just saying that so that they could keep the other kid in the game, you know, the kid that's been playing well. Right. So I guess it's a good problem to have.
Right.
It is Ross Tucker, guys. And this is why we love Ross, because you know what? We can talk and BS with him about many other things outside of football, which he knows a lot about. Played in the league. And as he said, follow the Ross Tucker podcast. What game are you calling this week, by the way? Where are you at?
I have Saturday CBS Sports Network. I've got Bowling Green at Buffalo. So not the greatest game in the world, but it enables me to then get in my car and listen to the entire Georgia-Florida game,
yes,
which I think is going to be a good game, by the way. And then, starting next week, guys, I've got Maction for like 3 weeks in a row. It's like next week on Tuesday night football. I don't know if the World Series will still be going on, but forget the World Series and the Braves. Watch me call Ball State at Akron Tuesday night at 7. If you have two TVs, have one on the Braves. In all sincerity, like, when did the Braves get they figured it out to have the baseball be Tuesday, Wednesday, take Thursday off, then come back Friday. They shouldn't even try Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. They should do – game four should be next Tuesday. Like, if I was baseball commissioner – it's just you're just going to lose so much audience when you do it on a Saturday or Sunday night or Monday night.
Well, we might as well milk it till Christmas because we probably won't have any baseball next year with all the labor crap. So the later we go, the better.
Oh, really? I didn't even know they were into that again.
Oh, yeah. All right. The Q&A portion on your side is now concluded, Mr. Tucker. It's Ross Tucker with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline.
No, Mike. I kind of like this. Role reversal. You know, we sit back. We answer the questions. Go ahead, Ross. What else do you have for us? I like this aspect of things.
You know what? I just... So you guys know, like, I do these in a lot of cities, and I love it, and I love talking with you guys. But, like, this might sound stupid, but I'm more curious about what's going on down there than I am about what you're going to ask me about for football, because whatever you guys are going to ask me about for football, I already know. It's already in my brain. Yeah. I'd rather learn stuff from you guys about the Braves and about Georgia and whatever. But I can say, listen, I will say this. How about my boy Kyle Pitts? Are you kidding me?
Coming out.
Dude, won three games for us.
Guys, first of all, he's a tight end in name only. I mean, you're putting him out at wide receiver, making catches like that against Xavier Howard. He's basically a receiver. And then I was looking at some stats today. You guys know he's got a really good chance to be the first team all-pro tight end. Kittle's been banged up. Kelsey's not having a great year. I mean, if the Falcons keep feeding him, I don't know if, like, the media votes on that one. I don't know if they'll actually give it to him over Kelsey, but he could legitimately be a rookie first-team all-pro tight end.
Ross, we had Coach on yesterday. It's Ross Tucker, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. And we're talking about Coach Arthur Smith. And you know, all along I've been saying I want it now, and that was feed this guy. Let's get him involved. Let's see what he's got. And they slow rolled it, right? They basically, you know, kind of involved him a little as we got started. The last 3 weeks have been great. And Coach Art was just saying yesterday, you know, you have to be patient, but you also can't be predictable. And I think that's the thing that you're going to see. It won't be every week that he's going to have the 100-plus yard games and the two touchdowns, but he's going to be thoroughly involved. And I think now teams are going to have to pay attention to him. You're absolutely right. I agree with you totally.
You know what I was thinking about, too? So you guys are 3-3, okay? Right. And you lost at home to the Eagles and to Washington.
The terrible.
Like, if the Falcons stay in the mix and the Falcons have a shot at, like, the 6th or 7th seed, you guys are going to look back on those games and be like, what the heck happened?
Well, I think it was, honestly, Ross, I think if Arthur Smith had the preseason to do over again, I think we would have seen a lot more of the starters in, because Dean Pease, our DC, basically admitted half the guys didn't know what they were doing. So that was part of it. The Washington game, we let off the
Eagles game, you got smoked. The Washington game, you just did. I mean, you still should have won the Washington.
Yeah, it was a Mickey Mouse play that we blew. You know, it was a comedy of errors at the end.
Yeah. Wow, Falcons could be 4-2, man. I mean, I'm sure everybody's feeling good about them. They should, but if they were 4-2 or 5-1, people would be talking about Arthur Smith as coach of the year.
Right, you're right. But you know what's crazy? It's such a long season. I mean, we still have. I mean, we got 12, 15 more weeks, whatever it seems like. It's going to be a long season with this extra week. There's a lot of football to be played. That's what we've been telling our listeners and our fan base is. There's still a lot to be determined if the team continues to get better every week. Ross, man, you're out of time. We got to run. How about that? But, hey, we'll see you. Send me some beer. We will.
We're on it, boss.
Ross Tucker, guys. All right, take care, buddy. Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls presented by BetQL. All right. See, you never know what you're going to get on this show. Atlanta United player Brooks Lennon's going to join us next. Big win last night. Can they keep it going? They play Toronto on Saturday. We'll talk to Brooks next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we're going to talk to, or more about our Braves, should I say, coming up in the World Series against the Astros. Coming back home, though, series tied at one apiece. Mike and I started the show talking about what went wrong last night. But some of those things in the field can be corrected. You can get, you know, hopefully some better pitching and obviously some home cooking as far as the hitting is concerned. Guys were unbeaten, undefeated in the postseason at home. So it's been a good run here at Truist Park. Let's hope that continues. Right now, though, let's say good afternoon to our buddy Brooks Lennon. Atlanta United, Mike, win last night. That was a big one. Brooks, welcome in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, three more of these, and we will get a home playoff game, which is pretty awesome. And I tell you what, man, it's been physical. That game last night, I thought when Brad made contact, first I was worried we were going to get a red card, but you guys really showed some grit to battle back from down 1-0.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, we were looking at each other at halftime, you know, just saying how the heck are we down in this game? Because I thought we, you know, we really created some good goal-scoring opportunities in the first half. So the message at halftime was, let's continue what we've been doing. You know, let's stay patient, not get rattled or anything like that. And that's what we did. We came out in the second half and scored two goals to come back. So, great result for us at home, and we're looking to get another 3 points Saturday night.
Brooks, can you talk about Araújo? He said it's his job to score goals and give assists, and he's doing that. I mean, he's been really fun to watch since coming here. He did it again last night. Can you talk about his performance and, more importantly, what he brings to this squad? Because when he got here, everybody was like, okay, what are we getting? And I think now, Brooks, we all see what we're getting.
Yeah, he's such a talented player. Obviously, he's coming from a top tier in Europe. But yeah, you just see the qualities that he has, and he's came in, since day one and really, you know, he started to light it up, in the last couple of games. So, it's great to see him doing so well, providing goals and assists. I mean, a free kick and an assist last night, in a playoff, game type scenario. So, he's really bringing the heat for us, and that's what we need. We need guys to step up and, you know, get goals and assists for us in these critical moments. So it's great to have him, and you know, he gets along with everyone in the locker room. So yeah, I'm really happy that he's here.
It is Brooks Lennon with us, guys, on the WadeFor.com hotline. More on the World Series coming up. Last night was like, you know, you needed like three pairs of eyeballs between you guys and the Hawks and the Braves. Hey, I saw the foul, and I said this on the air, so I said, let me ask Brooks. They have a rule on the books called persistent infringement, and it gets really aggravating, Brooks, for a lot of United fans to see, you know, in the past it was, you know, it could be any of our speedy guys like Miggy, but now it seems like Barco just gets mugged. And last night, eight fouls before halftime, and it led to that free kick.
Yeah. I mean, he's so good at drawing fouls. You know, a lot of the times teams don't think he's actually being fouled, but he really is. You know, but he just gets fouled so many times. He has that way about him when he dribbles. He keeps the ball so close to his foot that you know, he's always in control of the ball. Where you know, he's also sprinting at full pace, so it's so hard to take the ball away from him. So a lot of these teams had just have to foul him. I think there could have been a couple more yellow cards in the first half handed out. But that's just how the game played out, and we were fortunate enough to get that free kick at the end. And then Luis capitalized on it. So you know, Barco's just gotta continue doing what he's doing. Hopefully, you know, he's not getting fouled as much as last night, but you know, the way that he takes the ball and dribbles at full pace at the defenders is really fun to see.
Brooks Lennon, our guest, guys. Atlanta United wins. They're back at it on Saturday against Toronto here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I want to ask you this, though. You know, late in these matches, the way we've given up late goals throughout the course of the season, and we had to defend another one-goal lead, you know, is it more difficult? Is that in the back of your heads as far as once we get up? Or no, you're just out there and you're playing and that is something you're not thinking about?
I think that's one thing that we've really harped on the past couple of months is managing key moments in the game. And Gonzalo has really, you know, told us that in meetings and in video and all the, you know, things that we go over. is managing those moments. So, you know, if we do go up 1-0 and there's 10, 15 minutes to play in the game, you know, we have to figure out how to manage it and, you know, come out with 3 points. It was a, you know, a good example for us against New York City FC when we were up 1-0 and they had that late free kick goal to equalize the game. And we've had a couple of those this year. So it's really just managing the game in the last 10 to 15 minutes, whatever the score is, we got to continue playing Atlanta United style and not get hesitant at all. So that's something that we are working on. And it's great to see that last night we were able to keep the 3 points.
And there were some tense moments in the final couple of minutes. You guys handled your business. It is our man Brooks Lennon, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline from Atlanta United. Great to see Joseph score. Obviously, he's not been 100%, but how about that beautiful pass? And then Joseph doesn't hesitate and scores another goal. And again, he really seems like he's a guy who stirs the drink for you.
Definitely, yeah. We were creating a lot of chances in that second half. We were on the front foot. You know, I think they were just, it was just a wave after wave of pressure that we were putting onto them. And it was kind of just a matter of time of when we were going to score. He had that great header from Marcelino's cross, that was called offside. I didn't get to see the replay and I don't know how far offside he was, but
not really.
That was a great, great finish. And I think that kind of gave him a little bit more confidence, in that 10 to 15 minute period of time where he did end up getting his goal. So, you know, great ball from Luis, like I said earlier. And, you know, when you get Joseph Martinez in those areas in front of the box, he's not going to miss.
You like the physicality like in a match last night, like that was, do you like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love it. I think, you know, these last four games and now three games after last night, they're playoff games for us. We've treated each and every one like a serious playoff game. So, you know, playoff games get heated. They get, you know, they get physical and I thrive off that. I like it. It gets the energy flowing and the blood flowing in your body. And, yeah, it just makes you want to win that much more.
Brooks Lennon's with us. So I know we got a road trip after Saturday. We got two more on the road. I mean, what do you think? You think we can get it done? I know fans are just love to see, especially after that slow start, all the soap opera with Gabriel Heinze, the idea that we could still pull out a home playoff game and be one of the top four. Is it viable?
Definitely. Yeah, there's no reason why we can't do that. I think the remaining three games that we have are all winnable games for us. You look at the quality in our team and in our roster, and there's no team that we can't beat in MLS. So there's no reason why we can't get 3 points in the last three games. Each and every game get 3 points and, you know, host a playoff game, which is what we want. We want to be able to play at home in front of, you know, 80,000 fans, which I would imagine it would be. And, you know, that's what every professional athlete wants, is to play in front of your home crowd in a playoff game that it's a, you know, life or death situation where if you win, you move on in advance. And if you don't, you go home. And that's, you know, that's what we've been working on all year towards.
What do you know about Toronto? We just saw them a few weeks ago. You guys were up there.
They got a little physical too. Got a little nasty at the end, Carl.
What do you think about those guys as far as what you see have changed maybe over the last couple of weeks or what you're expecting on Saturday night?
I think the most important thing for us is to not look at where they are in the table. It doesn't matter, you know, where any of these teams are in the table, whether they're the first seed and are number one in the table or they're the last. It doesn't really matter for us. It's playing our style of play and focusing on the things that we can control. And I think if we do that, we'll come out with 3 points. They're a tough side. They've got great players in their team. They've got, you know, guys like Michael Bradley and Josie Altidore that have been, you know, with the men's national team for years. So, it's definitely not a team we can overlook. So we just got to go out there, give everything we have, for the fans and for the club. And, we're going to go and push for 3 points.
All right, man, no pressure. We just need everybody in town to go to the playoffs and win it, okay? Baseball, football, hoops, the whole shebang. So, hey, man, best of luck. Great, great game. That was a great win last night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Brooks Lennon, appreciate you as always. Go Atlanta United. Let's make this push to get a home match, guys. That's what we're trying to do. It's Dukes and Bell. We're going to get back into the World Series. But before we do, Foye Luikin is going to stop by. Had a big pick in Miami. He's playing well. This defense is coming along. But we'll talk to Foye about what needs to improve as we head towards Carolina on Sunday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And follow us, guys. We'd love to hear from you. Like Ross Tucker said, go to our Twitter. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 92.9. Follow this radio station and stay up with what's going on. 929 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell, Foye Luikin from our Falcons next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.